The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. Read by Kelly Burke.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
To Esther Earle. As the tide washed in, the Dutch tulip man faced the ocean.
Conjoinder, rejoinder, poisoner, concealer, revelator. Look at it rising up and rising down, taking everything with it.
What's that? I asked.
Water,
the Dutchman said.
Well,
and time. Peter Van Houten, An Imperial Affliction. Author's Note. This is not so much an author's note as an author's reminder. This book is a work of fiction.
I made it up.
Neither novels nor their readers benefit from attempts to divine whether any facts hide inside a story. Such efforts attack the very idea that made-up stories can matter, which is sort of the foundational assumption of our species. I appreciate your cooperation in this matter. Chapter 1. Late in the winter of my 17th year, my mother decided I was depressed, presumably because I rarely left the house, spent quite a lot of time in bed, read the same book over and over, ate infrequently, and devoted quite a bit of my abundant free time to thinking about death. Whenever you read a cancer booklet or website or whatever, they always list depression among the side effects of cancer.